Everybody, thanks for stopping by. What's going on, distinguished gentlemen? Episode one coming at ya. I'm your host, JC Jesse. This week, I am joined by none other than Boos KDV. What's up, Boos?
Hey, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks. How's your week?
My week was pretty good. Kind of a long week.
Yeah,
but part of the business.
This is true.
Part of being responsible.
It did feel like a long week.
Yeah, I played a lot of Call of Duty. So that was fun.
Well, that's good.
What level are you at?
Right before we got on, I just hit 42.
Wow. Man,
so what is prestige reset at this one? Do you know yet?
55, I think.
Well, you're almost there.
It's double XP weekend too. So,
cool.
I think I'll definitely be getting there.
Nice. What is it? It's triple valor weekend on D2.
Better get on there.
Yeah. Triple valor.
Triple valor weekend. Iron Banner.
Triple the valor for your value.
I didn't nice really double have that in Destiny.
Double.
Well,
triple.
It was double this week, and I think it's triple on the weekend. But that doesn't really matter, because by the time anybody hears this, it'll be last week.
Yep.
Who gives a shit?
True. Is Valor is that the competitive rank, or is that the quick play rank?
That's a quick play
rank. Quick play.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. That's cool, though.
Glory is
okay.
Competitive.
So I want to see how you broke. How's your week going, man?
I'm having a fantastic week. I finally made it. I'm no longer going to be a contract worker. I'm going to be a real employee.
Awesome. Dude, I'm so happy.
That's
for
amazing.
You.
So happy. Yeah. That's awesome, bro.
Nice.
That's so good.
Especially.
I haven't had a dad joke to celebrate the thing.
Especially with twins on the way. Oh, my gosh. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Still not funny.
That's a secure job.
It's not twins, and it's not funny. Because, you know, if it turns out there are two in there somehow. You think I'm bald now?
This one was hiding. This is the Danny DeVito one. It was hiding behind the Arnold Schwarzenegger twin.
Yeah. Hey, question. You know, how do monsters like their eggs?
How?
Terra fried.
Yeah, some things don't change.
I'm trying to make them all like Halloween themed for the month. You know. You know, like I said, it's been one of those great weeks. There's so much stress off my life right there, because
that's awesome, dude.
I don't have to look for a job right after having a baby.
That's good. Yeah, you took a couple days off, didn't you?
Yeah, it was like, hey, we'll pay you off for half your vacation days. I had three, so it's like, yeah, screw that. I'm just going to take 3 days off.
You know, you mentioned the other day you went to see Venom, and you were one of three people in the theaters. How was
it? Now it's not like, oh my gosh, that was amazing, but they changed the dynamic between Venom and Eddie Brock, but they made him more like a buddy film almost. It's pretty funny, because I mean, there's parts where he's like, I'm gonna die, and he's like, no, you're not. I'm so gonna die. No, you're not. It's like, whoa, what's going on? I mean, it's kind of funny, but overall, it's pretty good. I mean, it kind of like you're going, and all of a sudden, it's like, whoa, this movie's gonna end. Like, damn, what? Like, it kind of flies by.
I mean, honestly, for me, Tom Hardy is like the English The Rock. Put that guy in anything. He's amazing.
He kind of plays Eddie Brock as kind of a goofy character, too. It's not like, you know, all serious, like, oh, I'm Eddie Brock. It's kind of like, all right, so what about this? And it's like, damn, I think that's like how he is in real life. I can hang out with him. That's awesome. Yeah. But yeah, that was pretty good. So, Stu, did you see anything this week?
Oh, that's smooth.
Yeah, I don't know if I don't know if too many people heard, but we kind of did some stuff this week up here.
Oh, he's look at this guy.
Over in your,
look at this guy.
Window.
He's got sound effects and props.
I mean.
I love it.
Yeah, so I was going to say something, but then, I don't know, I just kind of forgot, man.
Yeah.
No, seriously, I had a good week. And it actually had nothing to do with legalized marijuana, because that, well, you know me, guys. You know me. Actually, if anything, I was telling my wife, I'm like, the day that it went legal, I came home and I'm like, you know what? I don't think I've ever been tempted more to just stop smoking weed completely. And just so that it would be like, you know, a story like, oh, hey, it's legal up there. I'm like, yep, that was the day I stopped, and just make it legitimately true. But
well, it's not cool anymore. Anyone can do it.
Yeah.
Oh, it hasn't been cool for a long time, and I don't do that because I'm.
But do you like when you're walking down the street now? Are people just like outside? Like, you smell it on the street everywhere, or?
So it wouldn't be completely uncommon to smell it here and there, especially in certain areas of the city. Like, you know, anytime after a sporting event, you leave the arena, you're going to smell it. You know, if you're walking down certain streets in downtown where it's a little more, you know, like not the bad parts of town, I guess, but the more
free spirited,
where the homeless people congregate, where the friggin' artists are, and all the more urban.
Like,
the drifters, and you know, whatever else, right?
The hobos, you know.
The shady part of town.
Like, you might smell it here and there, but nobody was obnoxious with it or in your face. But today alone, three different people walking down the street. And I mean, like, my building is really close to Union Station in downtown Toronto. Like, I mean, like a 5-minute walk. And there was three different people that were just puffing on joints walking down the sidewalk, which honestly,
freedom.
I don't like that. I don't think you should be able to do that. I think it needs to be like when they open up the private retail stores, which will be next year. Like, right now, we can only buy it from a website. In Ontario, we can only buy it from a website of the government.
What's the
until next year?
What's the shipping like on that? I mean, not like how much, but I mean, how fast?
It's a flat $5. 2 days, oof. 1 day, 2 days.
That's
something
pretty
like that.
Damn good.
It's Canada Post. Yeah. Well, it's every province does their own thing, right? So this is staying within the province too, and it's Canada Post, so it's not going to take that long. It's like USPS, right? Yeah. Within the state, kind of like picture that. That's how long it would take.
Well, with USPS, you'd probably get lost.
USPS, like, you'd order weed and like half of it'd be gone every time. Hey man, your package here.
It's
couldn't imagine it. I just couldn't imagine like legal pot. Like, I don't know. It's just it's crazy.
So
like,
you were saying how like you don't like the public. You just smoke going anywhere. But I mean that. What you're saying kind of makes sense, because you can't really walk around with a beer.
That's exactly what I'm saying. It should be. And again, every province is different in this regard. They've all been able to set their own regulations in terms of distribution and everything else like that. But it's going to be up to actual local municipalities to decide the actual bylaws. Like, there are some places that have already come out and said, no, you can't do it on the sidewalk, and you can't do it outside at parks, and you can't do it on patios of bars. And, you know, whereas in Ontario, where I am right now, what they've said is wherever you can smoke a cigarette, you can smoke a joint, which I don't really, not at parks and not at schoolyards either.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but I mean, I think it should be like alcohol. You should have to go to a licensed establishment that, like Amsterdam, they have to decide if they want a liquor license or a marijuana license. I think it should be something similar to that, to that model.
Or in your own home.
Yeah. Well, of course you can have a beer in your own home.
Yeah,
you can buy alcohol and bring it home. You should be able to do the same thing with this.
What if you're driving?
That is frowned upon.
You can't do that. That would be
it's impaired driving. DUI. They will charge you with impaired driving.
Okay.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's just like, gotcha.
Mm-hmm. So you don't buy
what? But smoke a joint at home, and that's one of the big question marks that everybody kind of has right now. And personally, I don't think there's going to be a change when it comes to like the however many people are driving under the influence of weed, however many people are driving stoned, because they're already driving stoned. You know, there might be an uptick in the first couple of months, few months, but then I think it's going to drop again.
It'll level out.
Yeah. It'll be exactly the way that it has been because that's just how it is.
It makes me think of that. Makes me think of the scene in Black Sheep where it's like, do you know how fast you were going when I pulled you over? 100,
60 or 70 top.
4 miles an hour.
Yeah. Well,
I think that's actually one of the biggest hurdles in the United States is there's not a field sobriety test for weed.
Well, here either.
But I mean, I think that's like one of the big hurdles is we have enough problems with drunk driving that, you know, and they want that. They want
believe
to
be able
me, to test you.
It's not that drunk driving is exclusive to the States. That shit goes on here.
No, I'm
all
sure
the damn
it does,
time. Like, yeah. But there's a significant difference between drinking and driving and smoking and driving.
Yeah.
And I mean, maybe it's different for me because, I mean, I've been smoking weed for a long ass time that it's, I know that it's different a little bit for me, but,
yeah,
I don't know. It's pretty cool, I think.
Yeah. Well, congratulations.
Actually, I had some questions that were sent to me on Discord.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Don't mind. I'm going to just jump into those real quick.
Sure.
Go for
real
it.
Real quick. So the first question I had was from Scumdeath Bastardo. Hey, dude, I'm not going to say whether or not I've smoked weed every day for the last 20 years because it's illegal here. So my question to you is, do you think the amount of weed smokers will increase? I guess I kind of answered that, and I don't think it will, maybe initially, but not long term. Also, what is the first variety you want to try? I've heard of this thing called Gorilla Glue. It's supposed to be amazing. Winky face. So I have smoked Gorilla Glue, and it was amazing. The first one I'm going to try is whatever the hell I have right here. I have Pink Cube, and I have some Black Tuna in a bag over there.
Black Tuna?
Black Tuna.
Yeah, that shit is... Boys, that's some good stuff.
The Black Tuna sounds stronger.
Yeah. If I'm going by name alone, I think the pink cube is more like a mellow.
It pretty much is. Yeah, it is.
Black tuna.
I have another question from Sarasser.
Sarasser?
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 Yeah. Sarasser 549.
Oh.
How much weed would a weed smoker smoke if weed was just legalized? All right, I fucked that up because I was smoking weed. I smoke about a half gram a day. And I would say that that's probably below average. Where's the first public place you want to smoke a joint? Nowhere. I'm a grown-ass adult. I have a house, and I will smoke in my garage.
what a gentleman.
Exactly.
He's a distinguished gentleman.
That's what a gentleman
would
do.
We smoke in the garage.
That's right. He's at a
Fluffy Fingers Miata driver says, hey, can I come crash on your sofa and smoke blunts? Yes, you may. that's it, I think, for the weed questions. Yep. So, Fluffy, come on over, buddy.
Come on over.
Justin, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. It was a busy week. Not exactly a fun week. Not to bring everything, anything down from the from high. You know,
don't harsh my buzz, man.
Nah, but last Saturday, you know, my middle son Dylan, he took a hit in the third period of his hockey game, and he asked to come off the ice. A few weeks ago, he woke up in the morning and he, you know, hurt his leg. I think I went into this last Sunday anyway. So he had his brace. He has had his brace on all week, and you know, when he got to school on Monday, he was, you know, okay, because he gets to use the elevator at school, and he has a buddy that helps him out, and, you know, he's like, oh, well, at gym and recess, I just, you know, I could sit in the office and play on the school iPad and, you know, play these educational games. And then Wednesday happened. Wednesday, he got his top and bottom expanders on to prepare him for getting braces. And it sucks. I feel so bad for this kid. He's like, he's really having difficulty eating anything. The top expander is, that's like in there. That doesn't come out. And I have to give it one turn every day. And then he's got a bottom expander. Now that comes out every day when he eats or brushes his teeth, because it just sits right underneath your tongue and pushes those teeth out. And it's like, he can't talk. And he had play practice. And so he's one of the leads. And he gets in the car and he's like, you know, he starts crying. He's like, I can't eat. I can't sing. I can't dance. I can't play hockey. And he just like broke down. And dude, we sat in the car for like 10, 15 minutes in the school parking lot. And like me just like consoling him. And he's just devastated, you know. And my wife and I kind of knew it was coming. Because he'd been in like pretty good spirits, and it's like it's gonna hit him how much this sucks, you know. But I just try to tell him like it's only a small portion of your life, you know. The brace is probably gonna be on for like a month and a half or so, unless he needs surgery, which we find out on Monday. And then, you know, I was like, and then you'll get your braces on in like, you know, in like 3 months. You know, you got to wear this thing, and yeah, it sucks, but you'll figure it out. But the one thing he's kind of in good spirits about, he's like, yeah, using these crutches, Dad, like my upper body, like, look, I could do sit-ups. So he's doing like pull-ups on his top bunk bed. So that's what's pretty much going on with him. I don't, you know, work was blah, 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 but I was pretty excited today.
I understand that.
I was pretty excited today because I got a new toy on my way home.
I saw that.
And I went and my phone has been, it's been crapping out a lot. It was a 7 Plus, and it just doesn't work as good as it used to. You know, it just all of a sudden turns off and, you know, does some weird shit. And
planned obsolescence. It's a fucking scam.
It's the Apple conspiracy.
I think so. But I went and got myself an XS Max. And it is amazing.
I don't speak Apple. Is that like the top of the line one or what?
Yeah. So the newest version is the XS, and then so the regular XS is as big as the iPhone X, but with, you know, more features. Yeah, Boost has the 10. So this is like this year's version, and then they put out a Max, which means that. So this screen from like corner to corner, I think it's like 6.5 inches. Yeah. Cause I put I laid my dong right across it, and I was like, boom.
Was that right?
6.5 inches right on the dot.
That's it?
Yeah.
So, wow. It's not that big.
Yeah. Soft.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's 7. It's 7 fully erect. I'm a shower, not a grower. Anyway, it took me most of the night to get this fucking thing together because stupid Apple's, like, two-factor authentication is driving me up a fucking wall. But I love the phone. I mean, it's so sexy. It's, like, it's got glass on the back, and it's like, the thinnest iPhone we've ever made. It's amazing. I love
it. So you've never had the facial recognition?
No.
Oh, it's a game changer.
It is a game changer. I'm sitting there on the couch.
I'm looking
and
forward to that stuff.
I look at the phone.
You can
unlocked. Unlocked.
It, not only that, you look at your phone. You can buy stuff. You can download apps.
Oh yeah.
Like if you want to buy something on Amazon, you just look at your phone.
I don't know, man. Mine has the fingerprint reader on the back. So as soon as you pick it up, you can just bing, and that is super convenient. I don't know. I don't like the idea of the face one.
It's lovely.
I look at this motherfucker. It's like boom, open. Yeah.
Awesome.
So, yes, that was my week. And thanks, guys, for recording this tonight. As I'll be in Chicago most of the week, or all week actually.
Chicago.
I know. It's gonna partially
Chicago. Stop,
except for it will be a Destiny Palooza. So if you hear this, know that I'm on Destiny whenever I'm not working.
You're bringing the sex box or the PS4?
I'm bringing the sex box. You know what? It sucks. Like, I feel like I'm fucking trapped with all of this. You know, I wanted to go over and start doing some stuff on the PS4, but now I think I'm in too deep on Xbox. There's things that I want on there. I'm getting closer to being able to do the stuff I want to do. And now I'm trapped unless I decide, you know, before the next expansion to be like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm done. I'm just going to restart over there. But I mean, what is it? How many weeks are we in now? 6 weeks in? Something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
Is it six weeks in? Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I would really love to go over there. I mean, I guess it's just, I could just go over there one day and start playing, but it's like, you know, I have this thing where, if something,
well, the grind is so real now. You want to grind in one place.
And I'm like, shit, I'm only 30. I'm not even fucking level 15. I still have to grind out, you know, 20 levels. Anyway. Yeah.
I mean, it's like I have Black Ops on PS4 and PC, but I just want to grind on one spot.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, there's worse problems to have. And then when I get back, it'll, you know, Red Dead Redemption's coming out next Friday.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I gotta be honest, guys. Doesn't make me a good person, but when I read stories about how they're putting in 100-hour work weeks, I get pretty excited for this game. I'm like, yeah, as a consumer, I'm all for it.
Hey, you know what? Put the 100 hours in, shading those horses nuts. You know,
the whole argument.
they shrink when it's cold, right?
The whole argument is stupid. Like, that's been going on for years.
Yeah,
like it's known in the entertainment industry.
And not only
that, it's music. Yeah,
S-Racer, you know, when he's getting towards the end of a project, he's like, "Yeah, everybody works fucking weekends. We're all working 80 to 100 hour weeks."
I've been consistently working like 10 and 11 hour days, and I couldn't imagine doing more than that. But I got a buddy that works commercials. He I don't know what the hell he does, like film production, but the company he works for does all commercials and stuff. And he'll tell me, he's like, no, like out of 48 hours, I'm there for 48 hours and we sleep. There's a rotating cast of like 8 of them that do stuff behind the scenes. It's like, we just sleep on set, wake up, go back to work for 12 hours, sleep for 4 hours, like for a whole weekend to crunch out a shoot.
Yeah. I've worked on a friend's student film where we did it at a pizza place. The dude who he did it for let him do it at his pizza place was awesome. He made his pizzas throughout the night. But yeah, basically, when you weren't in a scene and you weren't doing something, that was when you either ate or slept. That was it. So you'd be sitting there and just continually doing stuff. So, I mean, it kind of sucks, but like, all right, I got a 20-minute nap in. Sweet. I mean, but,
you know,
yeah, it was go the entire weekend.
I think what the other thing is that it's like there is a crazy demand for video games. You know, it's every year there's more and more people playing games. People want bigger games.
I think I have your buddy's commercial right here.
Uh-oh. Just like an old friend, you can count on and trust. It's like smoking on the sunshine. Right over the rust, treat it to trim clad.
Give it some TSC. More people paint and protect more things with Tremclad than with all other rust paints combined. Look for specially formulated Tremclad automobile paints and primers for superior rust protection. Classic.
Oh, man.
Dude, so I didn't know your buddy worked on that. That's amazing.
Yeah, man. He was actually the stroker.
He was
responsible for stroking on the sunshine all the time.
For the listening audience, and that, which is the only audience, I was giving it the slow stroke.
Slow stroke.
Yeah. do you ever see the whitest kids you know? It was like a sketch comedy group on MTV. It didn't last very long.
I think I've heard of it, but I don't think I ever watched it.
They had this one skit where they like walk in on this guy and he's in the break room, and every time somebody would say something, he would just go, "Yeah, you know what I mean. Yeah, you're gonna go over there," and he'd like jerk it real quick, you know, do the jerk motion real quick, and then his buddy would come in, and then he would say something, and he would just do it real slow and like look into his eyes. Oh god, it's so funny. Oh boy. What were we talking about? I forget.
like crunch times and, you know, working
crunch times. So crunch times.
80-hour weeks.
But yeah, that game is gonna be. But
yeah, I think everybody's had something like crunch time with a giant project, and it's like you gotta do it, or so you're working like stupid hours, mm-hmm. but that's just part it's of every job. Industry.
Like when we had the massive gas pedal recall. Back in 2008,
the gas pedal recall.
Yeah. We were working 24-hour shifts, 7 days a week.
20. Sorry, how long were your shifts?
24-hour shifts. Like we would have teams. Like one team would come in, 7 to 8. Another team would come in 8 to 7 in the morning, and then we just keep rotating, 7 days a week. But we were making money, so nobody cared.
Yeah. That 7 to 8 shift really got screwed over. Working, you know, the other one had the better half. You know,
well, we used to rotate one weekend with one team, you know, so it was fair.
Speaking of which, I was going through my emails tonight. I get so many fucking junk emails a day. I must get 100 emails a day, and so I decided, I was like, you know what, I'm going to unsubscribe to fucking everything. I'm so sick of it. And one of them was Prestige. Because I think it's because Brad made me sign up for something. He was like, sign up for this thing, get the email, and then I get like $25 or some shit like that.
Yeah.
And so I've been getting these cool Prestige emails.
Survey or something?
Yeah.
It's cheat. What a scam artist Brad is.
I know, I'm telling you. Wasn't really much. I didn't do much gaming this week. Not too much. Well, you have the Festival of the Lost. I like that. That looks pretty cool.
That is, it's fun.
I'm going to grind the shit out of that.
Horde mode, baby.
I'm telling you. Next week, boys.
Is it still there next week?
It's here for 3 weeks.
I don't. 3 weeks? Oh, okay. Oh,
thank goodness.
Yeah.
Because I haven't really played too much. I went through the Haunted Forest twice.
Dude, let's grind
and
some
that's,
let's grind some Haunted Forest.
The Haunted Forest is by far the best thing. Like I said, it's the Horde mode, but it's as pretty close to a hard mode as like we've wanted. The only thing is it's got a 15-minute timer, but even with that, super fun because you got to do work to get there. Like I finally did get through a 7th level branch, got the little emblem for it and everything.
Oh, cool!
But it's work, but I mean it's fun because it's so much challenge.
It is. Yeah. I really like what they did with it. I kind of hope if that's kind of like their testing ground, you know. And just take the timer off. Just keep it, make it getting it, you know, harder and harder as you keep progressing. Go as long as you can. Make it procedurally generated every time you go to a new branch. You're never going to be able to know where shit is.
That's my goal in life. Get harder and harder and keep going as long as I can.
Well, if you're playing for more than 4 hours, you should call a doctor.
And good for them for, like, recycling the, you know, forest place.
The infinite forest. The infinite using forest. It for something that, like, actually matters.
It's
yeah.
really cool.
And makes sense.
Yeah.
It makes sense because that's just an infinite thing. You know, 100%. You just keep having these different realities.
100%. Yeah. So this is our new podcast now. Does it feel weird?
No.
Have you thought about that this week?
Episode of Distinguished Gentlemen. I have had thoughts on it. It's like, do we need to have more distinguished segments in this?
Well, I do have a segment that I wanted to kind of throw out there. It's not a segment. It's more of a topic. And that is cologne. Do you wear it? And what kind of colognes do you guys like?
Okay.
You know, I haven't worn cologne since I got there.
A distinguished gentleman has to smell nice, you know?
I always smell nice.
I could tell. I mean, if
my
people,
cologne
can't,
is
people
a,
can't see you, like, just looking at him, it looks like he smells really nice.
Oh, I
like,
smell good. Yeah. I put on that Gillette.
Ooh. The best a man can get. Gillette.
But then I wear my Giorgio Armani.
Oh, really?
Cologne.
Any particular
which one?
The Aqua or just regular?
Aqua di Gio?
I've had it for so long, I have no idea what the scent is.
It's probably changed. It's rotten over the past 10
years. Yeah.
No, I mean I've used the same one for so long. I can go grab it and look.
You gotta go with what the wife likes too, you know what I mean?
Well, that's absolutely the thing. The wife loves it and I'm
right.
sticking with it.
So I had my classic rotation for many years, which was the Acqua di Gio,
yeah.
And also the Armani Code. I like that one. And but speaking of what the lady likes, my wife likes.
Stu, do you have any Hugo Boss?
I clones? Do.
Yeah,
I do. I have a Boss Hugo Boss, and
absolutely.
I like it a lot.
I could tell looking at you. Stu's got some Hugo Boss cologne.
My goal for the listeners at home is to have a wardrobe entirely comprised of Hugo Boss, like everything. That's what I just want that shit. But if you want a really nice cologne that smells fucking awesome, it's a Paco Rabanne 1,000,000.
Yeah.
It smells amazing.
My outfit is more like Hugo Sauce. I don't really have the frame for Hugo Boss, but yeah. Okay. What's that face broke? Your face is cracking me up.
All right, so I found the one I use.
Yeah.
It's Aqua.
Okay, there you go. What about you, Baroque? What do you like to wear?
As I said, I haven't bought new cologne since I've been married, and I have this Bath
Legend
and Body
of Zelda
Works, like,
cologne and the toilet.
Hey, I would wear it. That's for sure.
Smells like Ganon's balls.
Breath of the Wild. I have this like one cologne spray. It's from Bath and Body Works. It's like their men's line. It's like called Paris. I like it. My wife likes it, so you know
that works.
I like Eternity. I just started wearing it again. I used to wear it a lot in high school. Oh my gosh, my cologne collection was like ridiculous for years. Like probably like during the past 10 years, probably like the past seven out of 10 years, I wore Curve. I don't know who makes that. I don't know. It's Curve for men. I don't know. My wife liked it. She bought it for me. And then that ran out. And then I saw one of those like little teeny, bottles of Eternity. And I picked that up, man. I love the smell of that stuff.
I used to do that all the time. I used to go to there was this big department store over here, and I would just go and grab as many of the samplers as I could. I'd keep them in my car. I'd keep them in my locker. I'd keep them.
Well, this is like they sell these at. I think they may sell them at like Targets or whatever, but they look like a tiny little cologne bottle. Yeah, but I know what you're talking about. The vials of stuff. My grandfather.
Yeah, they don't keep those on the counter anymore.
Yeah.
No, they have like I think the ones you're talking about are actually called sample size. They're like, you know, not very big. They're like the size of a Zippo lighter of.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah.
You know, cologne.
Yeah.
And they're supposed to be like the take it home and give it a try for a while and see if you like it.
$15 for this little one.
Yeah, they're super cheap.
When I was in high school, though, man, my favorites were Brute. Yeah. My favorites were, CK1, but that boys and girls could wear that. Everybody was fucking
everybody
wearing
had that.
CK1.
I had that.
Joop. It was JOOP.
I remember that one.
Cool Water. Oh my God. Cool Water came out. It was like moist.
Yeah. That stuff smells good.
I see the Quicksilver one. It was Quicksilver.
Yep.
What was it?
I actually remember that.
My favorite was Fahrenheit. Fahrenheit was like really like, it wasn't really strong. It was just like, it was just kind of like there. You know what I mean? It was like, it was really like
that's,
a soft scent, but it was good.
That's kind of how the Aqua is. It's not like cologne in your face.
That's why I wore it for so long. It's so nice.
Scent.
It's so nice.
But I like.
I should get another one.
There's. You ever like run into these guys who are like, and typically they're probably like nowadays they're probably like late 40s, early 50s, like these metrosexual guys, like perfect fucking hair. You know, they probably wear rings and a bracelet or something like that. They're older. You know what I mean? They wear, you know, jeans with a button-up shirt and a blazer and probably, like, some, you know, some light, nice loafers.
Hey, yeah, man. They're wearing jeans that cost more than my entire outfit.
Hey, man.
So
I like my button shirts with a blazer on my jeans.
Oh, my God.
With my loafers.
Oh, boy. No, but, like...
I don't wear fucking rings and bracelets and shit, but...
But they, I mean, like, you could smell them, like, in the next room. You know what I mean? And I think to myself...
Yeah.
But it's like all the time.
They come in and you're like, holy crap.
Yeah. And it's like, how much did you put on? Like, how much do you need to put on to smell that, like, that strong at 4 o'clock
that
in
pronounced?
The afternoon?
Well, you know what it is? That they put it on, I'm assuming, they put it on when they probably get out of the shower, when they're all dried off.
Mm-hmm.
Then they put their clothes on and spray themselves again. So it's on the outside of the clothes.
I remember my grandfather, he had a ton of colognes, and he would you know, squirt it in his hand, and it would be like, I mean, it was like a pile of like, just like a wet cologne in his hand, and he would just like smack it on everywhere, you know what I mean? It would just be like his face would be fucking like drenched with cologne. I don't know.
I do one spray in my hand, and I go right around here. That's it.
You know, like, oh, you don't do the mist and then walk through it?
Yeah. That's one way of doing it. See, my eternity is so small. I put a little bit on my finger, and I just dab it around. Put a little on my balls.
I gotta give her the old on the wrist, and then do the double wrist. And
yeah, yeah, yeah.
A little on the wrist.
That's what you need. You need the double wrist.
And I don't mean to make fun of your blazers, Stu. I don't own a blazer. I would totally wear a blazer. Just to set the stage for everybody, we're not wearing blazers, but I mean, right now we're sitting in a room next to the fire, the whole thing.
Leatherback chairs.
We're fine leather chairs.
I got my Tennessee whiskey right here.
We want you to pull up a chair. Pull up a chair next to the fire with us. We'll sit around, Baroque's going to go over. He's going to throw a log on every once in a while. He's got to stoke it. He's got to keep it going. Baroque's in charge of the fire. That's his job.
Yep, I'm the master stoker.
Stu's over there. He's packing the pipe if you need it. I'm just saying.
We're still looking for Jimmy to be the bartender, so we can just order, Manhattans and old fashions whenever the hell we want.
Kev's over there. He's reading the paper. You could smell him. It's aqua. You know what I mean? You tell me what you need. I'm going to take a walk over to the wet bar. I'm going to get a rocks glass. You tell me what kind of,
I'll have a JW if you have it.
You tell me what your poison is. I'll go and get it for you. Because that's how we do it when you're a distinguished gentleman. We want you to be a part of that.
Oh, I'm going to step it up. I'm going to start ordering, Virgin Diet Cuba Libres.
Exactly. So come on in. That's why we want you to
hang out. We're talking about these distinguished men with their blazers and their bracelets and rings. You know what I'm jealous of?
What?
What's that?
Men who have the time to, really have nice hair.
I got plenty of time for that. I just don't have hair.
Just men with hair. They are just such bastards.
just men that, they always have perfect hair.
I know I've said this before, but I will say it again and again for the rest of my life. And it makes me a bad person. But when I see a homeless guy with a full head of luscious hair, it pisses me off so much. It is irrational how angry it makes. I saw this dude. He could have been in a goddamn commercial. It was like a lion. He had this mane. It was beautiful. And I was like, you fucking asshole.
Here I am making it in the world, but you have the hair.
It's because he doesn't have any straight. He doesn't work. He doesn't do. He just sits there. And
it is funny how
beautiful hair.
When you don't have hair, how at least a couple times a day you see somebody, you're like, God damn it! Today I was driving. I was driving out of the city, and I saw this guy, and I was driving through Drexel's campus, and this guy was walking, and he had this curly gray hair. And he looked he didn't look old. He probably started graying pretty early, right? It was the looks of it. He's probably mid-40s or so. Probably not too much older than I am. And he had this curly hair. It wasn't long. It was kind of long. It was Gene Wilder type hair.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like Willy Wonka. But maybe a little bit, a little bit poofier. More poofier. And it's just this fucking guy just wakes up. He probably brushes it once to the side and that's it. And then it dries and it's just this poof,
I'm at the point in life where I would accept, man? You could give me a giant afro. You can have hair, but it has to be a giant afro. And I'd be sold.
We're angry, angry old guys talking about not having hair.
You know who always has nice hair? Most hockey players have really nice hair, which is weird because they're always wearing helmets. You think they have bald spots on top of their head.
So true story. I've always had a soft spot for Ryan Getzlaff because he started balding at 19. I'm look at this guy. Fuck, man. Poor dude. He lives on the beach in Anaheim and makes millions of dollars to play a kid's game.
Speaking of hockey hair, I was saying the other night, I don't know what the name of the, I guess I could look it up, but I really don't give a shit. Is the Crucible helmet in D2, the Forsaken Crucible helmet? It looks like you have a mullet because it has these spikes that kind of stick out the back of the helmet. Totally looks like you have a mullet. It's funny.
The winged ones?
Yeah, yeah. The winged whatever.
Wing contender.
But yeah, the old guy, like, the hair is, you know, it's just perfect. Perfect. Not one out of place. Like, what, they must put some kind of, you know, something in it.
I can probably still grow my hair long, but if I were to, it would literally just, it would go straight down my face. My hair is like,
Kev looks like
straight
no.
as can be. I would look like, a Dumb and Dumber,
you know who's,
Carrie's character for Dumb and Dumber, with the bowl cut, straight.
You know what Syrian guy has a great head of hair?
Which guy?
Serge Tankian.
He does.
He has a great head of hair.
I think he's Armenian, actually.
Oh, that's right. He is Armenian. Damn it. Sorry. Yeah. I just really wanted to say Serge Tankian.
That guy's crazy.
So, let me ask you this. If you could have any kind of... Let's say you could have your hair back. What kind of hairstyle would you have? Would you like to have?
I would like to have Henrik Lundqvist hair.
Okay.
Like the long, but he combs it like this.
Yeah, but I mean, like, come on, just, Henrik just, Lundqvist hair. Like, come on, that's just
nice.
Yeah, that's really nice. That's really nice. Yeah.
That's kind of hair I want.
That's beautiful hair.
Oh boy,
it is. I'll find a picture for you.
Okay.
I want hair like that fucking asshole homeless guy that I saw. It was like perfect. It was long. It was beautiful color. It was great.
Was he panhandling for money for a better brush?
He was like, yeah, he might as well have been. He could have been stroking it, you know, just like combing the hair. People would have been throwing him money, all kinds.
He's like
missing a golden opportunity.
98, 99, 100.
No,
did he have like the Jeff Bridges kind of hair, just like that glorious lion mane kind of?
More. It was bigger than that. Yeah, it was
that's a good looking head of hair. It was right just, there.
Oh my god, but like thicker than that, even if you could imagine. It was crazy.
You know,
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know what kind of hairstyle I would have because I've. Never even. The fuck do I know? I don't know what do people do with hair these days.
I really like
have it.
Brad Pitt's brush hair. It. Like just Brad Pitt's hair in any movie. He always has the best hair.
Right. He always has nice hair. Yeah.
Like Legends of the Fall. I totally grow my hair out super long because of Legends of the Fall. And what were we watching the other day?
Interview with the Vampire. He had long hair there too.
Yeah, but we were watching World War Z the other day. And he's got that shoulder length kind of hair, man. That's the way I used to wear my hair all the time. And then I cut it, and it was.
And it was bites out.
Yeah.
Game over.
What about you, Baroque?
I could go with that. I don't know. I could also go with like the Mark Square that he has. You know, just the giant pyramid of hair.
Mark Square has amazing hair. Like that, he probably just like combs it back in the morning, and then it's like
perfect. It just boom,
perfect. Damn you, Mark Square. Ugh. But you know, there are distinguished gentlemen who do have no hair. So,
what can
we say?
Hey, speaking
I
of
go with like The Rock, that dude. Speaking of the most hair, yeah. You know, but yeah.
Are we gonna say Stu?
Speaking of distinguished gentlemen,
yeah.
I had a question. Okay. That was sent to me from the Beard MB.
Okay.
If you could be one distinguished gentleman, real or fictitious, who would it be? I would be Ron Swanson. Now that my friend is a good selection.
That's a great pick.
That's also a good set of hair.
That's a distinguished gentleman right there.
So, anybody have an idea? I guess, you know, it's not fair if I just kind of throw it to you guys like that. So I'll let you guys think while I go.
It's kind of hard to say like, oh, one of our founding fathers, because most of them were like fucking. They may not have been horrible, but most of them were like slave owners and like did not do like the best things. So that kind of rules out founding fathers. I don't know. I would say maybe. Sherlock Holmes.
Very good, very, very good selection.
Yeah, yeah.
So the instantly what popped into my mind was James Bond. Doesn't get more distinguished than that, man. Like,
no. I know.
Get some cool cars. He gets all the cool toys, and
I mean, that,
gets to kill people. Like, it's a lot of fun.
He's the
pretty distinguished.
He's the definition of distinguished gentleman.
Speaking of James Bond, did you guys see this thing the other day, where Piers Morgan tweeted out this picture of Daniel Craig with holding his son in a papoose, basically making fun of him, like that he's not a man because he carries his kid that way. I just want to say
he would beat the shit out of Piers Morgan.
Hang on.
Okay.
Piers Morgan was 100% joking. He was making fun of somebody else that was making fun of the whole thing with the Bjorns.
Really? All right.
Yeah.
But, yeah, didn't come across that way with some of the replies to him. Yeah. Like, Chris Evans tore him a new one.
Yeah. Piers Morgan's kind of an ass anyway, so fuck that guy.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, James Bond. James Bond's amazing. Who's your favorite Bond?
It's, for me, it's a toss-up between Daniel Craig. He's actually a really good Bond.
Mm-hmm.
And
I mean, it really comes down to Sean Connery and Daniel Craig. Am I right?
I don't know. I do like a Sir Roger Moore. He's pretty pretty good too.
Yeah, he just
I kind of like Goldeneye too.
You like Pierce Brosnan?
Pierce Brosnan
is pretty good.
But as Brosnan went on, his movies kind of Goldeneye was his pinnacle, and then after that, just kind of.
It was an interesting time in movies.
I'm gonna go.
But I gotta say Daniel Craig.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Daniel Craig.
I think he's probably my favorite Bond. Yeah,
because he's like,
is it recency bias? Is it because like they're just
he more is our slick Bond? There is that true. Like he's more of a we're like super mature, and he came out and plus for me he's kind of like more. Hey. Well, growing up, I watched all the
Bond films. That could be the episode name.
God, I wonder how porn's going to look on my new phone. Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, it looks great.
But, like, Daniel Craig is more gritty, and it's more of like,
oh, yeah.
It wasn't like the smooth Bond to begin with. It was just a badass dude who has slowly become the smooth Bond that we all know.
He's a bruiser, man.
Yeah, dude, I was going to say, Daniel Craig plays a more. Kind of disheveled,
aggressive Bond. He loses his temper. Like, man, Casino Royale. There was this really cool thing. Where did I see it? I think it was on. It was on Facebook, and I meant to send this link. If I could find it, I was going to send it to Gear Dad. You know, simply because they do a lot of movies on Amped, and. Well, actually, really, that's all they do on movies is Hampton video games. But anyway, so there was this poster, and I forget who it was from, but I have the link somewhere. It's a poster, and it's a scratch-off, and it's the 100 greatest movies. You know, I don't know who made the list up, but you scratch it off, and underneath of it is, like, this really cool, like, artsy movie poster from that movie. And so you scratch off the ones that you've seen, and then every time you watch one of the movies on the list, you scratch it off, and, you know, when you're done, you could kind of, like, hang this poster up. And Casino Royale was on there. And Casino Royale, I don't know, something about that movie, it's so fucking good. And he's just so good in it. I don't know, especially, like, the whole opening scene when he's chasing that guy through, what is it? In the Bahamas, and they're on a crane, and oh god, it's
oh yeah,
he goes through a fucking wall.
Watch that again.
It's just crazy.
I think the other reason that he's so good, especially Casino Royale, he doesn't always win. It's not like, you know, old school Bond where they're playing baccarat and he always wins every match he's in. Bond lost. He wasn't perfect, but you know, but he had the drive and. Let me get back in. And, you know, it's just, he's, like I said, he's more raw, more real.
Yeah.
Going back to your questions, Stu. Would you say Batman is a distinguished gentleman?
Definitely Bruce Wayne.
Bruce Wayne?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I could see the argument for Bruce Wayne, but Batman, no. Once you put that cowl on, you're...
Well, Bruce Wayne, you know, he is Batman.
Where are the drugs? No, the cowl, man.
No, Bruce Wayne is the mask, Batman's the man.
Where are they?
All right, where is so, she? As a follow-up to who's your favorite Bond, who's your favorite Bond?
Oh, Christian Bale, all the way. He's the best.
Where's the Joker? He is the best. I'm the best.
You think so?
Dude, I love fucking Bat Dad. You watch those videos. He's like,
Jen, who kills me?
It's my fucking kills me.
I thought I told you not to eat a banana. What are you doing? Stop picking your nose.
Oh, Dad.
Oh, it's so funny. Love
that. Yeah. They're
great. You know, I think we should do, like, you know, this show is, I think we're probably going to have, like, some regular segments on it as things kind of progress, like we did with Dad Tales. But I wouldn't necessarily look for the same things that we did on Dad Tales, just because I think we, you know, we may want to move.
We did them.
We did that already. And that was kind of the main thing for starting this, for redoing the podcast, is that you can only, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of people that do their shows like forever. But for us, I feel like if you've listened to us from the beginning, you know, like we change things around and we're evolving. And
we evolve. Yeah.
And when the idea kind of came and, you know, it all kind of sounded good. And honestly, like this week I don't want to say I was going back and forth, but it felt really weird to kind of say goodbye to Dad Tales. And I know a lot of people were kind of, they thought that we were really leaving. Like that was really it. And I don't know. It feels kind of weird leaving that and moving into something different, but it's also exciting as well.
For me personally, I was kind of up for it because I think I want to try to take a little more of like a serious approach, maybe attack more serious topics at some point.
Absolutely.
You know, maybe like what we're going through at work or life. Yeah,
I did feel like there was a lot of things that we couldn't kind of touch on because of the Dad Tales thing. And at least by moving into something else, we could kind of make that what we want to. I think maybe there was a lot of preconceived notions about what a dad show should be. You know what I mean? And we are dads, and, you know, that's not going to change. But, you know, there were things that were, I don't know. It's like when we had Bones on that time, you know, because that guy was in the dad's clan and, you know, there was, you know, the argument about, oh, he's a dad and he shouldn't be fucking, you know, giving that other guy respect.
Teabagging.
And, now we changed our name. Who gives a shit? Teabag away, everybody.
No. They're fucking respect Neils.
Bag away.
The distinguished gentleman calls him
the respect Neils. Yeah. But, you know.
There was a few of those things where it's like everybody had, oh, you're a dad, you must fit this role. And it's like, screw that. That's not what this is about. This is
we're men, okay?
That's right. We are
men. Gentlemen.
We're distinguished gentlemen.
And we don't want to leave any of the ladies out. I know that there's women that listen to the show, and we appreciate that. But the four of us are gentlemen. We're the distinguished gentlemen. I
think the ladies appreciate gentlemen, you know?
Exactly. And, you know, I think we should... You know, every show we should give like a little tip or something, just to be a gentleman. I think this week it would be hold the door. There's so many times when I'm going someplace, I always hold the door. Maybe to the point where I'm the guy that's standing there, like I meant to hold it for one person, and it's like 5 minutes later, I'm still fucking holding the door. You know what I mean? But it means something so little. Means something. At least it means something to me to take that step.
What was kind of new to me moving down to Texas is the holding the door. Literally, like one person will hold the door for like 18 people. Mm-hmm. Like you know, like in Jersey, like you used to just kind of walk through real quick and then you used to look behind you quick. If there's someone behind you, kind of like do the
do the X-ray throw over the door to help, you know.
Nah, but still you, could, open. You could find me outside of Wawa holding the door for everybody for like 10 minutes.
And even driving, like if you're on, there's, because the highways here are like 8 lanes. So if you're in the left lane and you
get out of your car off, and you hold the door for somebody.
you just toss on your blinker and dude, everyone literally just will let you go. Just let you go across.
Yeah, not here.
As long as you have your blinker on.
So we hold doors open for each other, but you're not getting in. You're not getting in if you're driving on a highway like that up here.
So here, that reminds me of this story. So I was on my way to take Dylan to hockey practice, and one of the roads we have to go down merges together. So I had my turn signal on, and the guy, like, I mean, he was, the front of his car was like at the back third of my car, and I'm waiting for him to just kind of like let me in, and he wasn't doing it, and finally I just fucking sped up and got in front of him, and we get to hockey practice, and one of the dads is like, kind of like says, you know, I was saying something. He was like, "Oh, you were the guy that did that?" Because I was just saying to my wife, like, "Look at this guy doing it." I'm like, "What do you mean, look at this guy? It's a fucking merge. Like, he should have let me in. Like, that's etiquette. It's being a nice person. So yeah, you're just going to be a fucking asshole and not let this person over? Like, dude, I do that all the fucking time. Today, driving through the city, there's like, you know, city driving is rough. And there's people that need to get over. And it's nerve-wracking if someone is not letting you do that. You're trying to either, mm-hmm. like, you know, make a turn where there's really no turn signal there. You just have to, like, quick go in front of traffic. And, you know, it should mean something to have some kind of civility. And I really think that we have lost that, like, as a people, like, being civil to each other. And I'm not going to get started on that soapbox right now because I could fucking go. And as far as I'm concerned, you know, I kind of held back on a lot of things and the way I felt about things before. I don't feel like that now. I don't feel like I have to filter myself. And you guys shouldn't either. You know what I mean? But I think that, you know, I'm not saying, you know, I don't know. I'm just saying that we've lost something as a society of treating people like humans and being nice to one another. And it doesn't make you weak to want to do that, but it certainly makes you a gentleman to hold the fucking door for someone. And mm-hmm. so, you know, those kind of things are important to, you know, so we don't turn into a bunch of fucking assholes, you know, and I try and teach that to my kids, you know, it's like, I wish, I almost can say, like, you know what, just don't be an asshole. It's the most important lesson I can teach you. So
yeah, see, I agree. Because I think, like, at some point in society, we went from, oh, I need to care about everybody else in society and not burden them, to now it's like, why are you messing with me? Why, you know, everything, like, people started thinking more about themselves than others. And
oh, yeah.
I think that's a lot of it. Like, why should I open the door for you? You didn't open it. It's like, that's not the point. You know, being nice does not take a lot of effort.
It costs nothing. It costs nothing to be nice.
I got to tell you guys, sometimes I honestly feel like we live in different universes, because people, not just me, people hold open doors for people here.
Well, that's the way it is down here. So it's somewhere, like, the Northeast where I was, like Justin's saying, like, that's the way it is up there. Like, nobody gives a shit about anybody else. All well, they care I mean, about.
Listen, guys, themselves. No offense, but that's kind of like, that's the stereotype of most of the Northeastern seaboard.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, that's New York, New Jersey, is. Philly, you yeah. know, like, they're all generally, you kind of yeah. think, yeah, they mean, seem like a bit of.
Yeah, I mean, it's a generalization, especially. Like,
don't get
like,
me wrong. Yeah. I don't think I would feel out of place entirely, but it would still be like, I would still open doors for people. Because it's hardwired.
The thing that really gets me.
And I say thank you and shit and stuff yeah. too. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Yeah, so the thing that gets my blood boiling is when I'm at the supermarket and I'm going to back out and I'm halfway out of the parking spot and someone fucking drives right by. I'm like, bro, I'm fucking pulling out here, dude. Like, and I almost like, and it's not my car, it's work's car. So if the fucking guy hits me, I also fucking want to pull out. This motherfucker hit me. But like, come on, man. Like, just stop for 2 seconds so I could pull out. I got my fucking kid in the car. And he's on the side that you're barreling down the fucking aisle on. You know?
Well, that was like me today. We're coming around. We're driving to go. We're running our errands. Going, and there's this blind corner and this dumbass. I don't even know how, like, they're obviously, like, early 20s. And, I mean, they blow around that corner. And, like, they're, like, you know, had the shock and then laugh and go, ha, 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 ha. And it's like, you dumbass, if you would have hit me, I would have beat the hell out of you. Because, and, like, we're also going, that guy's stupid. Bonus. Because the fact that.
Oh, shit. Did I play something by accident? Sorry. Is it Baba Ganoush?
Played the Baba Ganoush. No, but like there's a bunch of kids that live in Baba this apartment Ganoush. Complex, and if he would have come around the corner, he could have definitely hit one with how he was driving. And it's just like, yeah, I remember being young and going, oh, driving quick and like stupid like that is fun. But the fact that you almost hit me, which, you know, and my pregnant wife, trust me, you would have got out going, oh, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, are you okay? Why? Well, yeah, I'm fine. Well, how about your leg now? Break your damn knee. Just because, you know, you being a dumbass is going to just piss me off even more.
Yeah. So, lessons learned today. Hold open a door. Don't be a dumbass. It's that simple.
Oh, just try to be nice. I was being honest, Justin. That could be a segment that we could do from me of don't be that guy.
Yeah. But right now we're going to switch over to our news
brand
desk.
New site.
Yeah, I think we have something on our news desk. Thanks so much for joining us tonight at the Distinguished Gentleman's News Desk. I'm going to throw this one over to Stu Gatso. What do you got for us tonight, Stu?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Justin. So in our news segment this week, we had some crazy shit happen last week, man. And I don't know if it's because of the weed or what, but a British Columbia man was arrested after swimming naked in the Toronto Aquarium in their shark tank. So this is true. This is true. But when I messaged you a few days ago, like, dude, can we do this news segment? It was because of this story. And so the man allegedly assaulted another man outside of medieval times, then okay. went to the aquarium and jumped in the shark tank naked.
We're all going streaking.
It was all caught on film.
Was he swimming around going, baby shark, doo 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 doo?
Oh, my God.
I don't know what.
I watched that video tonight, and stuff, bro.
If you want to see.
Okay, I'll get to the story after this news story.
Authorities said they received a call around 10:30 p.m. on October 12th of a man exposing himself at the Ripley's Aquarium of Canada in downtown Toronto.
Believe it or not.
Video of the incident showed a man swimming in the water and doing a backflip before leaving the premises. Like, he got out of the tank and walked out. Like, security escorted him out. They were like,
so he got out of the tank and did a backflip, and then I was like, I'm out.
No, he did a backflip to get in the tank.
Oh, actually, into the tank. Okay.
He stripped down. He stripped down in front of all the people there, and they were like, dude, like, don't do it. And he went, okay, see you later, and flipped into the water.
Oh, my gosh.
Naked. So.
I'm guessing this tank is like nurse sharks and sand sharks and shit like that.
No, I gotta show you. I don't know, man. I would not fucking go in there, man. I would not go in there. They can't be crazy ass sharks because they would eat all the other fish, but they're still sharks. Like, I don't want to go in there. Where was he here? Just hours before the incident at the aquarium, police alleged the suspect attacked a 34-year-old outside of medieval times after being kicked out for being unruly. I'm gonna guess that marijuana had nothing to do with this, and alcohol played a very large role. That's what I'm thinking.
Because if it was marijuana, he'd still be there eating a turkey leg.
Yeah, he would have been fine. Wench, more weed. Or more mead.
Wench, fetch me another leg.
More weed. I meant to say mead. I meant mead. Anyways, what I'm kind of hoping with this segment is that for our listeners, if you come across any ridiculous stories, it doesn't have to be from like where you're from. If you find something of some dumbass in Poland doing something, send me the link and I'll read it on the show.
Oh my God, that was a good one.
That's pretty good.
That was an awesome one.
Go ahead, Baby Shark thing today. We saw a dog. We were in a store and they had dog costumes, and we had a little dog costume for a shark. And all I could think
they had a dog costume for a shark.
A dog costume.
Wow. Maybe that guy. Maybe the guy in Stu's store could have used that.
They had a shark costume for a dog.
Yeah.
And all I could think was, I turned my wife, I'm like, hey, we could make him and go, we could just have him put our dog in that and like walk around going, Brody Shark, doo 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 doo. And Bosco this shark, lady, lady right next to us, like, oh, why did you have to start that? Oh. Like, it was like that was the bane of her existence.
I love that. That's so funny.
So, what is that? Because my daughters have been doing it all week.
It's just okay, this it's fucking this
thing
video. Called
Pink Pong, and it's this little kids thing, and it starts out with Baby Shark, and there's little hand signs to go with it. Then it goes to Mama, then Papa, and then Grandma, and then Grandpa, and then
like,
you
run,
know, run away, do 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 do, run away, and then it's safe at last. And it's just this. It's that's all it is. It's like something do 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 something do 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 do.
Baby. So you're saying that
shark, doo,
this
doo,
is from Dan Finn.
Baby shark, doo doo. You know what?
There's a remix.
That's
to
a
it
fucking
too.
Great oh, idea. We need to have.
Yes.
We need to have our good buddy Dan Finity. He's the best doo doer in the business. Got to have him do the baby shark song. I'm actually.
Baby doo 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 doo. Just like
I'm,
for each
I'm
of us.
I'm making a note of it right now. Doo doo Dan.
I mean, he's the best. He's the best doo doer in the business.
Doo doo. Dan, Baby Shark.
So, who is it? I believe it's Courage, you know, Optic Courage on Twitch.
Yeah.
He has a remix drum and bass version of that song.
Yeah, beat by 2 Time.
And he puts it on now, like, and he'll dance kind of like how Ninja does the Pon Pon, but he does it to that, and it's just like, you just look at him, and
Blue
it's
hair,
pure joy, like he's like, this is pure energy. Oh, and like he'll get up and dance to it, and then like he's like
speed,
momentum.
I'll stop talking apparently because you guys want to talk about the 2 Time with the black on black steel
back to back. So anyway, I didn't get a chance to. I still have to change over to the second clan tomorrow. And by the time this goes live, because I know Drafty was asking about it, and I forgot to get to it today. I've just been so busy. But, yes, we should have all the clans kind of switched over to Distinguished Gentlemen 1, 2, and 3. It took me a while to do it, because apparently I was changing things, and I was kind of I was getting real fed up with it, like I was messaging you, Boost, because it kept telling me, like, remove whatever's racist.
It was doing that to me, too.
And I'm like, there's nothing fucking
racist.
Like, Distinguished Gentlemen.
Like that we were
and,
saying.
Yeah.
Don't be a racist. Please remove your racist text.
Yeah, and that was it. It was the part where we were like, don't be an asshole. Don't say anything racist. Like, don't do all of these things. And so I had to take all that out because apparently, you know, Bungie's like,
that's how,
you can't say don't be a racist.
That's how soft our society is nowadays.
So
we had baby poop in the description saying, like, if your baby poops, the dad has to run.
Yeah, we can't
run.
We can't have
that
baby
wasn't
poop
allowed.
In the description. Yeah, it's
you can't
fucking
have baby poop.
It's weird. Anyway, that stuff is going to change this
Twitch
week.
Which streamer that, like, I've seen?
Come
and
on,
she
Bungie?
Got banned off of Tinder because in her bio she put, I'm not a titty streamer. And they went, nope, you're banned from Tinder, period. It's like,
you mean
I said,
Twitch?
I'm not.
Because I doubt Tinder, Tinder wouldn't have a problem with that.
No, it was. It was Tinder Bander.
Oh.
It was Twitch. She's a Twitch streamer.
Tinder Bander?
Yeah, but
damn near killed her.
Yes. No, Tinder actually, like, removed her profile and told her she couldn't be on it anymore because she'd put that in there. Because apparently that was a problem for them.
Do you guys want to do?
Girl.
Do you want to do a song of the week? I'm pretty sure I could change it on Spotify. The name of the playlist, Distinguished Gentlemen's playlist.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, we can do it, and if not, we will have to start a new one.
Yeah, but
I'm just gonna pick all the same songs from the other one.
We're just gonna start from the beginning.
Yeah.
All right. You guys have anything for me?
What for? Song of the Week.
Song of the Week, yeah.
Let's see if this is on Spotify. It just came out
Hold today, on. Actually. Before we get into that, can I play the new intro one more time?
Yes.
Oh, my God. It's so good. It's so exactly what I think we wanted. I told the person, like, look, I want you to make us something that's like John Spencer Blues Explosion meets Booker T and the MGs. Let's make it happen.
I could have used like 25% more funky organ.
Yeah. Oh,
just a little.
I could
just a little funky organ. Throw me a couple little.
I could have used a little bit more strings, but I. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it the way it is.
Honestly,
I could listen to
that. Is like really close.
I really want a 3-minute version of that song, but it does not exist because it only exists because it was made for
us. That's our song.
It's our song.
That's our song.
Oh, so I hope everybody likes the new song. Yeah. So what do you guys want to? What do you want to do for Song of the Week? Boost.
Okay, so like I said, I don't know if this will be on Spotify yet. Okay. So it just came out today. The band is Our Hollow, Our Home, and the song is In Memory.
Okay. Yeah, it's here.
It's there? Okay, sweet.
Yeah, man. It is added, bro.
Some heavy metal for your ears.
There you go.
Your ear holes.
Nice. English metal. I wonder if a good buddy from England knows who they are.
Hmm. I'll go.
Okay.
I promise it's not going to be out there, which is going to be different for me. I'm going to go with You Can't Always Get What You Want by the Rolling Stones.
I spelled something completely different, and it wasn't can't.
Classic.
Justin, what about you?
Oh boy, I'm gonna go with, let me see if this is on here first. No, damn. Stu, how about you?
Yeah.
I look.
Well, Bob Marley and the Wailers, we're jamming, bud.
We're jamming.
Yep, and I hope you like jamming too. No, I'm actually, for the listeners at home, I'm not really hitting a bong. I'm not a savage. Ooh. Yep, you're playing it.
I'm playing it.
No, that's not even it. That's One Love. I don't want that.
Now I know.
I'm not really hitting a bong. I should clarify that again.
Yeah,
you're a gentleman still.
He doesn't smoke out of a bong. Hold on. Vamp for a minute while I find the song.
No, it's not on Spotify, and it pisses me off at least once a month when we do this.
What? What's that?
Tool.
Tool?
Tool.
Tool's not? What?
No.
Wait, you get your...
Okay, I got my song.
No. They're not on there.
I see Tool right here.
What?
What? Nope, never mind.
No.
Nope.
I don't think this was on
playlist.
Spotify.
There's a playlist called Tool, but it has like Flyleaf, Stone Sour. It has everything that like is similar, but not the band Tool.
The song I chose
because they don't want to be on there.
Baby Shark, do 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 do. Baby. No, I chose In Hiding by Pearl Jam.
Hey guys, it's me, Eddie Vedder. I'm here.
It's a good song.
Huh.
I love that song.
I can't think of it.
It's off of Yield, which is a really good album. I like Yield. It's got some good songs on it. I guess that's going to do it for us for tonight. What do you guys think?
Careful.
All right. Well, yeah. Fuck that. Before the end of the show, I just wanted I wanted to give a shout out and actually mention that we are, we had changed our, we changed our Patreon around last week as well with this new change. And so what that means is that you can either, to be a Patreon of the show, patron of the show, we have a $1 tier, and then we have the $3.99 tier, which is, by popular demand, it is officially the League of Distinguished Gentlemen, which I think is an excellent
thing. That's perfect. That reminds me of the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, except more distinguished.
Yeah, except we're distinguished. So with this tier, so all the members are going to get, they're going to get a certificate in the mail granting them membership into the league. They will also, once a month, we're going to have a podcast, a league podcast, basically. So we'll pick guys, out of the league to be on the show and, discuss whatever. And actually that podcast is going to go out on this feed, so everybody will hear it. It won't be just for the people that are actually, you know, in the league to hear, like, you know, we used to do that with the old podcast, back in the day. So no, this will be just a podcast that will go off, you know, I'll host it with a bunch of people and we'll get together. We'll talk about whatever. It'll go out on here. Unfortunately we can't have people be on, 2 months in a row just to give other people a chance. I'll have to figure that out, work that out as we go, because maybe some people can't make it or whatever. We'll have to fill in spots, but we'll figure that out. And then every 3 months, you're going to get a new Distinguished Gentleman sticker. And the ideas we've been throwing around, like, there's so much stuff we could do with this. And, like, I can't wait. I can't wait for, like, 9 months from now for the things that we're thinking about. So, and I'm sure we'll probably add more stuff to that, but for right now, you know, it's kind of going to work like a Twitch sub, you know what I mean? Like, every 3 months you get this thing, and, you know, it's basically us giving back to you for supporting us and not just like a one-time thing or, you know, or whatever. So, we appreciate all the people that have given us support, and I just want to shout out some of them right now because we have a bunch of people here. So I'm just gonna say first names unless they put like a gamer tag in here. So thanks so much, Joe, Ian, Arisen Phoenix, Adam, Alex, Jay, Paolo, Lee, Vagabond, Grim, and Chris. Thanks guys so much for already signing up for the league. It's very awesome of you for choosing to do that and support the show, and can't wait to start doing all this stuff and actually doing things with the guys in the League of Distinguished Gentlemen. So that is pretty much it for tonight. Thanks so much for listening and for coming back. I know some people may have unsubscribed and have no idea that we're even doing another podcast.
Some got scared.
Didn't get the joke. But yeah, thanks so much for sticking around with us all through Dad Tales. We're going to miss it for sure, but also really excited about what Distinguished Gentleman is going to mean, for us. And, of course you could find us also, go to dadtalespodcast.com. That's not going away anytime soon. You know, I mean, not that there's any shame in Dad Tales. We love that. So a lot of things, like I said last show, infrastructure-wise, there's a lot of things we got to work out. But DadTalesPodcast.com is probably not going to go away for a while. And that is where we're going to have all of our stuff. And I think next week I'm going to dig into that and start changing some stuff around. Anyway, Boost, where can people find you at, man?
I was supposed to say, too, if you have any, like, topics or anything that you want us to dive into or talk about, you know, maybe we can do that.
Absolutely.
Give our distinguished view on your topic of choice.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, whether it's serious or not serious, whatever. We'll talk about it.
We're down. We're completely down.
So, Boost KDV. Everyone, anywhere.
Awesome. Baroque.
You can still find me all across the interwebs at Baroque Reaper.
Awesome. Stewie G.
find me at Stugazzo on Twitter, STU_GATZZO. Also in the Discord server, send me your news and wacky links.
Awesome. And, yeah. You can find me at JC. And us at... Let me look, because I forget what the fuck
it is. D-Gents Pod.
D-Gents, at D-Gents Pod on Twitter. And, you know...
Just rolls right off the tongue.
It sure does. And some things never change, and that would be excellent to each other. And
stay classy. And
I don't know where I put the other... Oh, here it is. #, stay classy. Classy.
Listen, this gentleman, the fellows of the universe, make magic with their microphones. Majestic heroes, riding states of gold. Listen, this gentleman.